Module 11. My favourite animal. A trip to London Zoo. Last week, Class 1 went on a trip to London Zoo. They had a wild day out. Almost everyone had a favourite animal. But they were almost all different. Many people liked soft, furry animals, like pandas. Some people liked funny animals, like monkeys, which jump around and play with each other. But almost every animal was somebody's favourite, even the snake. The trip to the zoo was for study, as well as a day out. But Class 1 didn't go there to learn about science. They were there for an art lesson. Their art teacher, Mr. Hall, takes the class on a trip to the zoo every year. It's good for the students to get out of the classroom and do art, he said. It helps them see that you can draw and sketch anything, anywhere. Many students do their best work on this trip. The trip gave Class 1 something else to talk about. They argued about whether zoos were cruel. The zoo animals were from all around the world. How could they all be comfortable? How could they be happy, fenced in, and watched by lots of people? What do you think? What did Class 1 think? One of our reporters is in Class 1, and she interviewed 2 students while she was there.
What is Beth's favorite animal? What's your favorite animal, Beth?
I love penguins. I went to draw them at once. They look so cute.
So, what do you know about penguins?
Well, they all live south of the equator. Most live in Antarctica. The penguins there live on the ice, but they go in the water too. They are good swimmers.
Well, it can get cold in London, but not as cold as the Antarctica. Don't you think it is cruel to bring penguins to England?
No, penguins can live in all sorts of climates. They are one of the best animals in the world at adapting to do this. There are penguins living in Africa and Australia, as well as Antarctica.
Wow, that's amazing. But do they like living in zoos rather than in the wild?
That is more of a problem. In the wild, penguins move around much more. They eat fish and other sea creatures, and they often move around to catch them. Here in the zoo, they are fed so they don't have to catch their food, and there is less space for them to move around.
So, do you think this is cruel?
Well, being in a zoo just isn't the same as being in the wild. But then, there are problems with the wild. Here, they are safe from being hunted. Their lives are different. Penguins are very good at adapting. So maybe zoo penguins are happy, although they live differently from wild penguins.
What is Tom's favorite animal? What's your favorite animal, Tom?
I like lots of animals. I like lions, tigers, monkeys, and giraffes, all for different reasons.
We've heard lots of people say that they like lions, tigers, and monkeys, but you are the first to say giraffes. Why giraffes?
They look so strange, don't you think? They have such long, long necks, and they have really long legs too.
It's true. They do look strange. How tall do they grow?
About 18 feet tall. They can run fast too, because their legs are so long. They can run up to 35 miles an hour.
That's pretty fast. They must need to eat a lot to be able to run that fast. Do they eat a lot of meat?
No, they don't eat any meat. They eat leaves. That's the only thing they eat.
Beth says penguins live in lots of places. Do giraffes live all over the world too?
No, they don't. They live only in Africa.
But Africa is a lot hotter than Europe. Do you think it is cruel to bring giraffes over from Africa all the way to London Zoo? Do you think it is cruel to put them in zoos?
Yes, I do. I have enjoyed seeing them today. But in Africa, they would have miles and miles of grassland to live on, and here they only have the giraffe house. I'm sure the zoo looks after them very well, but I don't think they should be in zoos.